Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, beginning at the first verse. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is dawning upon you. Look, darkness covers the earth, and deep darkness covers the peoples. But the Lord will dawn upon you, and His glory will be seen over you. Nations will walk to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Look up, look all around and see. All of them have been gathered. They are coming to you. Your sons will come from far away, and people will carry your daughters on their side. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will race with excitement and burst with joy, for great riches from the sea will be delivered to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you. Caravans of camels will cover your land, young camels from Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba will come. They will carry gold and incense, and they will announce the good news of the praise of the Lord. So far our text, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have come once again into your house to hear your holy word. We ask you to speak to us through it. Increase our faith and our understanding of your will for our lives. Help us to see our sin, that we may repent and walk in the light of your glorious word. Especially draw us close to Jesus, who is the light of the world and has won for us the forgiveness of all our sins. Therefore, sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, the light of the world, dear fellow redeemed. Underground miners have a lamp on their helmet, and there's two bulbs in that lamp. One is their regular bulb, but one is a safety bulb. And so if your main light goes out, you'll have this dim safety light there that you can use to get to safety. But sometimes both of them fail. The bulbs can fail, or your battery that's normally on the belt on your hip, it runs out. Then you're in darkness. And there's a rule that is just drummed into all underground miners' heads. If your lamp goes out, you stay exactly where you are. There's a reason for that. It's dark. And it's dangerous. It's so dark, and maybe you've experienced this if you ever went on a cave tour or something like that. It's so dark, when you turn your light off, you cannot see your hand in front of your face. Now, you can think that you see your hand in front of your face. You can hold it there in the darkness and start to wonder, can you see the outline of it? But the reality is it's about 96% darkness. You cannot see a thing. So if your lamp goes out, you need to stay exactly where you are until someone brings light to you. That is just a great illustration of our text and of Epiphany, where we celebrate that the light has come. Your light has come. He's come to lead you out of darkness. He is the Lord. So our text tells us that darkness covers the earth. Deep darkness covers the peoples. Now that's a revelation. Because we by nature think we see just fine. We think we can find our way through this earthly life and we'll just be fine on our own. But the reality is that we're in darkness, and though we try and find our own way, we are only just groping in the darkness. And we're in great danger. The reason miners are told to stay still is because in a mine there's deep pits, there's areas where rocks fall. And I suppose hypothetically, you could choose to follow the, let's say, the left-hand edge of a mine and eventually find your way out. Hypothetically, but there's a good chance you'd be killed doing that. You'd just be groping around in the darkness, and that is how we are in this life. In the darkness of this world, if we're trying to find our own way, we can only turn inward. And so we have to follow our heart, right? That's the only thing we've got. Yeah, I see a few cringes. Why would we cringe at that? Because there are two things in our heart. There is sinful desire. And as we grope in the darkness, it can seem like at times that supplies what we want and need. It will give us momentary periods of happiness. It can even seem like there's some meaning and purpose, at least from a selfish point of view. But that's sin. That's not holiness. That leads to the deep pit of despair and hell. And even though it holds up this promise of some type of satisfaction, it will only disappoint. It will only let you down in the end. So that's the first voice, and it's a tempting one. The other voice is the voice of God's law on our heart. And it's there. Our conscience will tell us when we're following it or not following it, when we're violating what is written on our heart or when we're obeying it. But that doesn't lead to any better place either. Because we find that we don't follow that voice perfectly. In fact, often that voice is condemning the very things that we've done. And so if we truly follow that voice, that too will lead to despair. I'm not even who my heart says I should be. Or even worse than that, I'll think that I'm following that voice. And I'll justify all of the times that I go against that voice. And I'll think of myself as better than everyone. But thanks be to God that that's not the only voices that we have. Your light has come to rescue you from darkness, to show you who you really are and where you really are and where God wants to lead you. Out of darkness and into His glory, the glory of the Lord. Now, we by nature don't like light. John makes a great point of this, that we don't want to be in the light because we're afraid our deeds will be exposed. And if you ever doubt that you are in darkness and by nature and are dark by nature, just think about how you don't want anyone to know the worst things you've done. You would prefer that they stay buried and unknown by everyone. You even wish you could bury them from you. We hate the light. And part of it is that we're afraid that that voice in our heart, God's law, is going to be the only light that God shines. And so we want to stay in the darkness. We don't want to come into the light. We're afraid that God is going to shine the spotlight on us and keep it there. But that's not what God does. He has to show us who we are and where we are so that then he can move the spotlight to the most important one, Jesus. This light that has come is not from you, it's from outside of yourself. And it's Jesus the Christ. He has come to be the light of the world, your light, so that you can be rescued from the darkness of your sins and brought safely to heaven. Now, our text doesn't go into this much, but to be the light, Jesus has to take all the darkness to himself. So the darkest things that you have ever done, all of the dark things that you have done, Jesus has taken to himself. And on the cross, he endured darkness on your behalf. And in that darkness, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus bore that, paying for all of your sins so that you would never have to fear the darkness, so that you could be in the light of the Lord now and in eternity. So your light has come. Jesus has come and he has forgiven all of your sins. So now you don't have to fear them. You're not alone in the dark. He is with you and he will walk with you until you're finally with him in heaven. So arise, shine, for your light has come. Today is the day of your salvation. Don't stay in the dark. Come into the light. The light of your Lord's love. To him be the glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for the blessing. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.